Now, here's some news. The U.S. Commerce Department is proposing a ban on certain car parts from China and Russia because of national security. Cars made in both countries would not be allowed on U.S. roads. NPR's Luke Garrett reports.
While your car likely isn't spying on you when you start it up each morning, U.S. officials say newer cars certainly have that capability. With the camera, microphone, GPS, and Bluetooth all connected to the internet, they're at risk of being hacked and controlled, especially if nefariously installed and manufactured. And on top of that, a sabotaged driverless software could give hackers even more control over a car. On Monday, the Biden administration pointed to this risk and proposed a ban on certain hardware and software made in Russia and the People's Republic of China. Here's National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
We've already seen ample evidence of the PRC pre-positioning malware on our critical infrastructure for the purpose of disruption and sabotage. And with potentially millions of vehicles on the road, each with 10 to 15 year lifespans, the risk of disruption and sabotage increases dramatically.
Back in February, President Biden ordered an investigation into the possible threat Chinese vehicles pose to national security. Now, the Commerce Department, led by Secretary Gina Raimondo, wants to ban Chinese and Russian software in roughly 3 years, and then the hardware in the next 6 years.
The good news is right now we don't have many Chinese or Russian cars on our road, but we've seen in Europe is a cautionary tale. In Europe and elsewhere in the world, they went from very few Chinese cars to many very quickly.
Electric vehicles made in China are growing in popularity. According to a recent report by Jado Dynamics, which studies the car industry, Chinese automakers surpassed U.S. manufacturers for the first time in overall sales last year. Despite this, Raimondo says the proposed ban was driven by security concerns and not economics. But on a call with reporters, Lael Brainard, Biden's national economic advisor, she also noted the economic impact of this new rule.
The Biden-Harris administration believes the future of the auto industry is made in America by American workers, and today's announcement ensures that Americans can drive the car of their choice safely and securely.
The Commerce Department will give the public 30 days to comment on this proposed ban. A senior administration official says the Biden White House hopes to finalize the plan to stop imports of Chinese and Russian car parts by the end of this year. Luke Garrett, NPR News, Washington.